This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Hey, Mark, it's Brian. It's a Thursday morning, about 11 o'clock. I got sent you a couple of text messages. I don't know if you got them. I'm guessing maybe you didn't, because one of them said I would buy you lunch, and I figured I would hear from you on that one. But you might, either that or you're busy, which is good for you. But anyway, just in the case you didn't get them, I thought I'd just leave you a voicemail, too. So give me a call back when you get a chance. Thanks. Bye.
Welcome, and thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with Talent on Loan from the California Association of Realtors. There's Brian Richards again, 2 weeks in a row, trying to track me down and buy me lunch. I wonder if he ever did buy me lunch. Today's guest, Pacific Legal Foundation John Houghton, with an overview on rent control and why they're not involved with the lawsuit against the city of Santa Barbara on rent control yet. The fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly, year to date. We'll take a look at in the first segment, plus Montecito only. And I went back to 2005 on the year to date overall. But first, what's pending and what's the median price of what's pending? For the week ending June 12th, 2026, we had 94 listings pending with a median price of $2.2 million. Now, it dropped from last week's $2.3 million because we had on the sales, we had a huge median price for what sold and a high number of opened escrows with not a high median price. So, but the real number is the 94 pending. That's a big number. Last year at this time, there was 81 pending with a median price of $2.3 million. Today, 94 pending with a median price of $2.2 million. So there's some parity there. But 94 is a big number. We were in the 90s about 10 weeks ago for, you know, about 6 weeks in a row, 7 weeks in a row, then went down into 80. So a lot of pending, and that means fewer listings on the market. 218 listings for you to buy. Last year it was 273. There was a trend going up with inventory, and that was good. But this year now it's gone down. The trend that has continued are two things. The number of sales. If I'm going back to 2023, it was just under 13 sales per week, at least year to date for the first 24 weeks of the year. And that was in 2023. And the next year, 2024, it went up to 15 sales per week. 2025, it went up to 17.08 sales per week. Again, first 24 weeks of the year. And now 2026, 17.75 sales per week. Last 6 months of 2025, it was 17.81 sales per week. 2025 ended up at 17.6 sales per week. So here we are year to date, 17.75 sales per week. Another stat that went up since 2023 is days on market. The median days on market, cumulative. And in 2023, it was 10 days on market. 2024, it went to 11 days on market. 2025, it went to 15 days on market. And this year, 2026, 17 days on market. And that's through June 12th, 2026. So interesting to see number of sales and days on market increase. Median price, you know, 2022 through 2024, the median price was roughly $2.2 million, really $2.25 million, but they all dropped like at the last month to 2.2, 2.224, 2.212. But really, it was very flat. Now, 2025 jumped up to $2.4 million for the year median price. And last year, of course, the first 6 months was insane. Last year, year to date, it was $2,665,000. This year, $2,252,000. Closer to the last 6 months of 2025 when it was $2,285,000. So those are the numbers and those are the inventory. If you go back from 2013 to 2020, the median price was $1,150,000. It went over $1,200,000 in 2016 And then it went over 1.3 million in 2019. And in 2021, it went over 2 million. And we haven't looked back since. Thank you, COVID. I'm sure people who sold and made a lot of money, they're happy, but wish it never happened. 1,340,000 was enough of a medium price. Let's see. You go back to 2005, 6, and 7, medium price was 1,260,000, 1,280,000, million, I mean, that's amazing. And we thought that we'd never hit that. And we kind of passed it in 2018 and 2019 and 2020. Number of sales this year to date, 426. You got to go back to 2014. There was 489 sales, but the median price was 1,150,000. This year, double that almost, 2,250,000. 2011, there were only 414 sales. Year to date, median price 847,000. The doldrum years, that was the time to buy. Montecito, 63 sales, median price 5.6 million. Last year, 83 sales, median price 6 million. You go, oh my God, what happened to Montecito? Well, last year, 83 was a big bump because the year before it was 61 sales and 61 sales. Yes, 21, 22, they were on fire, but 63 sales is not bad for Montecito, median price 5.6 million, and that attributed to the insane year-to-date median price of 2,665,000. Were you taking notes? There's going to be an exam. Let's see what happens for the last 6 months of the year. I'm excited to watch that closely. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. Coming up, my guest, Pacific Legal Foundation, John Houghton, overview on rent control and why they're not involved with the City of Santa Barbara lawsuit on rent control yet. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.